But right now, we're going to be talking books because it is time for Talking Books with the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for more on the library. Susan joining us by phone this morning. She is still convalescing a little bit, but feeling better, I'm told, and joining us today. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, all things considered, you know. I was one of those people who was like, I'm one of those people. I'm not going to get the COVID.
No, of course not.
After 2.5 years, I got the COVID, Aaron.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, though. That's good.
Yes, I took several days of rest, which I encourage everyone, if you have the experience I had, to rest and drink a lot of water. And now I'm easing my way back into some remote work, and I'm so happy that we got to have our talk this morning.
I love it. Unfortunately, that means you're not here in the studio, so missing you today, and well, I guess we'll also probably miss you tonight at Franklin Motors, right?
Yes, I would love to be there, but my team has pulled together an awesome event. This is something that we did, you might recall, we did this, gosh, now it's been like 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
It's like forever, right?
Yeah, we did this at the Crunkleton, mm-hmm. To much positivity and popularity. And Brittany, who's on the library team, said, maybe we should, like, you know, we're in the summer reading season. And she said, we do lots for kids. Maybe we should do something fun for the grownups. So she's done a great job pulling this together. We're thrilled to do it at Franklin Motors. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And again, that's 7 o'clock tonight down the road at Franklin Motors on West Franklin Street. I'll be there as the trivia boss. We've got the questions here. They all look really good. So some challenging ones. So looking forward to seeing y'all out there. And turning to community arts and culture, I know there's Movies Under the Stars tomorrow night too, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the great thing about leading the teams I do. They don't actually need me there, right? You know, I can be out for a week and they are just continuing to be awesome. So yes, on the art side of things, tomorrow night is Encanto, which I was looking forward to going to also because I haven't seen it.
Neither have
I. Know
I.
The music.
Yeah.
but I will not be there either tomorrow night, just keeping things on the safe side. But Movies Under the Stars, it's so much fun. We had a great crowd last week. You know, it's kind of one of those things where people will burst into singing along with these great movies. And the spot is just perfect. I mean, the Forest Theater, there's just nothing like it. So
yeah.
That's tomorrow night.
I'm excited about Encanto because I'm with you. I have not seen this film yet. I've managed to avoid spoilers. I know that we're not supposed to talk about Bruno, but I don't know
right,
why
exactly.
We're not supposed to. Yeah, I'm going to find out sooner or later.
Yeah, I was going to propose Bruno as our prompt, but then I realized we can't talk about him.
We can't talk about him. Yeah, absolutely. We're violating all the rules just by having this conversation right now.
Exactly.
All right, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library details there about the Book Nerd Trivia event coming up tonight. Speaking with Susan Brown, we're talking books, so let's talk books. You are still positive for COVID, hoping to be officially negative in the next couple of days, so positivity and negativity is our prompt?
Yes, yes.
Right.
That was my prompt that I thought of based on what's happening. So I have two books, one for each.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so positivity, and I've been home, and I wish that I could say that I've been reading a lot, but basically what happens is I'll open a book, read about 4.5 pages, and fall asleep.
Right.
And then repeat that about 6 hours later. So I have not read quite as much as I might have thought that I would have. But on the positive side of things, when I thought about feel-good books, books if you're sort of feeling down, whether, you know, spiritually, physically, whatever. One of the first ones, well, first of all, books that make me feel positive tend to be British novels. I don't know why, but every positive book I've thought about is a British author. But one of the very first ones that came to mind is a lovely book that came out in, I think, 2010 or 2011 called Major Pettigrew's Last Stand. It's by Helen Simonson. It's set in this small English village. The main character is Major Pettigrew, who is retired. He's just this wonderful, endearing character. He's opinionated. He's funny. He's endearing. He loves to read. And he's living his quiet retired life. And then he strikes up a unexpected friendship with Mrs. Ali, who is the Pakistani shopkeeper in the village. And what happens is a beautiful tale of friendship, a little romance, and also, of course, the raised eyebrows of all of the folks in the village with a cross-cultural friendship romance simmering. So it's a wonderful, wonderful book. You'll love it. You'll just eat it up with a cup of tea and a biscuit. Major Pettigrew's Last Stand.
Awesome. So I tried to take the prompt and Book Nerd Trivia Night and just combine them all together into one big Uber prompt. So I took positivity and negativity and I started thinking about like protagonists and characters and historical figures and people who remain positive and energized and hopeful and active even in negative times, like when things are, when everything is going bad, when stuff is going sideways and they still remain positive and hopeful and they're getting out there and doing stuff. So I thought about books about that, and then I looked at Book Nerd Trivia, where we're going to have three rounds of trivia tonight, and each round has a different category. One of the categories is childhood favorites, one of the categories is fierce females, and one of the categories is sci-fi fantasy. So I thought, what great female protagonists in favorite kids sci-fi or fantasy books are people who stay positive in dark times? And I thought about Meg Murray from A Wrinkle in Time, Madeline L'Engle's classic, who is a very fierce female who goes out there and does amazing things at the time when the universe and the world is collapsing. And I also thought about Eowyn from Lord of the Rings, who is just an amazing hero just in general and in the history of fantasy books. I think my favorite character in the whole Lord of the Rings series period. And also fits that category of being someone who stays positive in a negative time and is a fierce female in a great fantasy series that's beloved by children and adults the world over. So A Wrinkle in Time and Lord of the Rings are my two.
I just love hearing your thought process and the cross-pollination between trivia and this and all of it. That's great.
It was also very easy to come up with answers to that. Like, ooh, positive in dark times for a female protagonist in a kid sci-fi fantasy. But there are a lot of
figures
who fit that bill, yeah.
It's a trope, I would say, right? okay, so my second one... the more I think about this one, I'm like, oh, this is maybe a little bit weird. But okay, for the negativity one, I was thinking about also when I'm stuck at home in bed, convalescing, as you said, I turn to some of my favorite types of books, which are, of course, you know, horror and murder.
Of course.
to feel better about things. So, and I also have really become a fan of audiobooks, and I recently listened to this on audio. But the book that came to mind is by Stephen King, of course, and it's Misery.
Yes.
So the plot of Misery is basically that the novelist Paul Sheldon, he's, you know, made his fame and fortune on writing these romances featuring the heroine Misery Chastain, which is such a great name. And he's going to kill her off and kill off that series and start publishing literary fiction. But he has a car wreck. He's rescued from the scene of the accident by his number one fan, Annie Wilkes. And of course, he spends much time in bed under the care of Annie Wilkes, and darkness and terrible things ensue. I want to mention this one also because the audio book narrator is fabulous. Her name is Lindsay Krause. And if you get into audiobooks, you can go down the rabbit hole of the narrators. But I've listened to several things by her, and she was actually really well-known actress. She's kind of one of those actresses who, if you see her, it's like, oh yeah, she was in all of those things. And she's found a second career as an audiobook narrator. So Stephen King, Misery, was the book that came to mind when I thought of negativity. And, you know, being in bed sick.
Hey, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for more on the library. Book Nerd Trivia tonight at 7 o'clock at Franklin Motors. I will be there. Looking forward to seeing you there as well. And if you're a movies fan, Movies Under the Stars tomorrow night at sundown at the Forest Theater in Canto this week. Three more weeks after that, too, if you miss it this time around, too. Hey, Susan Brown, thank you so much for being with us today, and feel better soon.
Thanks, Aaron. Bye.